dollar in hand, held in black and white. A call from a young lady who doesn't wish to give her name said, I wonder, was the death penalty ever in force? What was the use of having it if it wasn't going to be applied? However, no comment as to whether she's pleased or not to see it go. But anyway, there you are, 756616, and we're discussing the death penalty and various other things this morning. Anything you'd like to make a comment on? 756616. Here's Jonah Louie.
Chatting up and always get replies. Enough to drive a man to drink. I don't do no washing up. I always leave the stuff piled up in the sink.
But you will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
Me and my girlfriend, we argued and she ran away from home. She must have found somebody new and now I'm all alone. Living on my own. What am I supposed to do?
That's why you'll always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties. You will always find him in the kitchen at parties.
She was into French cuisine, but ain't no good or blow. It was that stuff doing Palmer's Green. I had no luck with her.
You will still find him in the kitchen at party. You will still find him in the kitchen at party.
At last I met a pretty girl, she laughed and talked with me. We both walked out of the kitchen and asked in a new way. And now I've done my time in the kitchen at party. I've done my time in the kitchen at party.
That's Jonah Louie and done his time at the kitchen in parties. Rather nice stuff too. All right, the question for this morning, you can keep it in your minds till around 10 past 10, but true or false, Bobby Charlton has won the most English international football caps. True or false, please? That's the first of three questions you'll be asked if you get through to a 756616. 756616, the telephone number. Bobby Charlton has won the most English international football caps. Going down by the canal, or at least by the Liffey the other day, crossing into Capel Street from Parliament Street, I noticed a whole load of youngsters sniffing into bags and what have you, and I, for the first time, came across glue sniffers, and it was rather... it was a very sad sight indeed. You sort of felt powerless to do anything, but these kids standing there tripped out of their minds on glue. Brings me to a little article that's in the Irish Times today. Youngsters involved in picking wild mushrooms and eating them or drinking their juice for kicks have been warned that the Drug Advisory and Treatment Centre at Jervis Street Hospital, they say that consuming these magic mushrooms is dangerous. A spokesman at the centre says that using the mushrooms for trips, and they cause hallucinations, blurred vision and time and space distortions, was to some extent a journey into the unknown. The warning has been given following the start of what seems to be a regular harvesting of magic mushrooms by young people around the country. A group of about 20 have been seen in Galway during the past week picking the mushrooms. The effect of the mushrooms has not been widely researched, according to Jervis Street, but they have much the same reaction as LSD does on the brain. A person suffering from the effects of these mushrooms could be in danger from exposure and threat on the streets because he would not appreciate traffic hazards, and there's always the danger of picking poisonous mushrooms by mistake. The spokesman added that there was also the possibility that a person might begin to depend on such escapes. and move on to other abuses. So, parents should be on the alert. 10:05. Yes, that's rather interesting. We might be able to follow that up by talking to somebody from the police area of drugs, perhaps Sergeant Mullins or someone like that. It would be rather interesting. 756616 is the telephone number now for our true or false, or indeed for anything you want. Bobby Charlton has won the most English international football caps. Is that true or is that false? Just have to wait and see, won't we? 10:05, and bring on Depeche Mode. A new single from them, Just Can't Get Enough. At 12:00, it's James Dillon and the greatest records of all time. Until then, you've got me, and don't forget our mystery object to come as well. I just can't get enough. Duran Duran and Planet Earth. Bobby Charlton has won the most English international football caps. Is that true or false? If you can tell us, it means you can go straight ahead to try and win our Rubik's Cube this morning, which is sponsored by Hunter Grant in Camden Street. 756616, the telephone number, if you'd like to get through to us and answer that question. Bobby Charlton has won the most English international football caps. True or false?
Sholin Kempo. The ancient and mysterious art of self-defense has come to Ireland at long last. This effective form of fighting is now being taught by a 10th degree grandmaster of the largest karate organization in the world. Yes, Mr. Fred Villari from the United Studios of Self-Defense has opened a purpose-built studio at 83 Lower Camden Street. Don't wait. Easy to learn, but essential to know. You can learn absolutely effective self-defense no matter what your age. It's exciting. It's fun. Make fitness interesting as you learn to walk with confidence. That's the United Studios of Self-Defense, 83 Lower Camden Street. Stop in. We're looking forward to seeing you. Meet our regional chief instructor, Mr. Morris Mahon, himself a fifth-degree expert in Sholin Kempo. He will gladly answer any questions you might have about this ancient art. Don't wait. Come to the United Studio of Self-Defense, 83 Lower Camden Street. You might be the first in Ireland with one of the finest skills in the world. Telephone 782933. That's 789-33.
At Glenfield Club Dorkin, Beach Homes have found the perfect spot for your new home. Just 5 miles from Dublin, Beach Homes have designed and constructed beautiful three-bedroom semi-detached houses of a very high standard, all within easy reach of all amenities. Phone Beach Homes at 280156 or 282144. Or call to see their show house. How to get there? Very simple. Just take the Galway Road coming from Dublin and turn left at the Dead Man's Inn. Beach Homes Limited. The Happy House Builders.
It's now past 10 o'clock. Former record of the week of ours here on the afternoon program. We were doing it from Chips and New Romance.
Do you love me?
chips, and it's a mystery. And it's not a bad record at all. All right, a bit slow on the true and false this morning, you all are, so come on, get cracking. 756616 is our telephone number, all right. Bobby Charlton has won the most English football international caps. Is that true or is that false? Now, if you think you know, 756616 is the telephone number, and we'll give you a chance to enter our mystery, to enter our Rubik's Cube competition. Totally getting confused this morning. All right, so give us a ring on that, and we'll be more than delighted to hear from you. It's very easy, really, and even if you don't know anything about football, you've only got to say true or false. Sheena Easton and Take My Time. And we say good morning now to Martina Whelan. Good morning to you, Martina.
Good morning.
Calling us from Fingers this morning. Is that right?
Yeah.
I see. All right. And what do you do with yourself during the day?
Go to school.
Go to school. What school do you go to?
St. Michael's.
St. Michael's. Lovely stuff indeed. All right. Now, true or false, Martina? You sound to me as if you're a little bit nervous. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, don't be. Bobby Charlton won the most football English international football caps. Is that right?
False.
It's false. Who? You don't actually have to answer that, but you're right, it is false. Okay, it was Bobby Moore, in fact, all right?
Yeah.
Now, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
The country with the lowest murder rate in the world is Spain. True or false?
False.
Ah, it's true, believe it or not. And I wouldn't have thought it was, but it is actually true. So, that's where we've got to leave you. Anybody want to say hello to Martina?
Anybody that knows me.
Anybody that knows you. All right, well, have a good... Are you at home from school with the flu at the moment?
Yes.
You are. We'll get better soon. All right? Okay, Martina. See you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, we had intended playing two in a row, so we're just breaking them in between with a telephone call. So, Martin Moore of Brighton ate 2,380 cold beans with one cocktail stick in 30 minutes. Is that true? 756616. Just a double broken heart. That's that magic lady of song, Sheena Easton. And the current single, Just Another Broken Heart. Martin Moore of Brighton ate 2,380 cold beans one by one with a cocktail stick, and he did it in just 30 minutes. Do you reckon that's true or false? Well, somebody out there with a bad cold. Yes, is that true or is that false? If you reckon it is one or the other, give us a ring on 756616 and you have a chance to enter our Rubik Cube competition. It's based on true or false. 756616. I would like to apologise to listeners on medium wave at the moment. A few technical problems and they're being sorted out at the moment. So if reception isn't as strong or as full as it normally is, bear with us. It'll all be sorted out very, very shortly indeed.
Being pounded by the rain, so I chose the last compartment of a stationary train. Felt someone get in behind me, but I never caught their eye. But I thought I heard a woman's voice whispering, goodbye. So I lay down in the darkness with a beer and stains, and I stared out at the thunder through the broken window panes. And although the storm was booming like an engine in the sky, I'm sure I heard a woman's voice cry. I don't wanna be under your thumb forever. Don't wanna be under your thumb forever. Don't wanna be.
Those two members of 10cc, Godley and Cram, together, and a super single called Under Your Thumb, 28 past 10, and we say good morning to Danny. Good morning, Danny. How are you? Are you well?
Yes.
Good. Okay. You're obviously off from school today, so what school do you go to?
I go to O'Connell School on the North Circular Road.
I see. And have you got a cold or something?
I haven't had the flu.
You have the flu, so you're at home. It seems to be getting everybody lately. All right, Danny, let's go ahead then with the competition. Martin Moore of Brighton ate 2,380 cold beans in one try with one cocktail stick in 30 minutes. Is that true?
True.
That's well done. It is true. Congratulations to you. Okay, your next question. Are you ready then? The fastest time recorded for drinking a litre of beer. All right. The fastest time recorded for drinking a litre of beer is 5 seconds. Is that true or is that false?
True.
It's not, I'm afraid. So there you are. It's false. Anybody wants to say hello to Danny? Danny.
Hello?
Anybody you want to say hello to?
I'd like to say hello to Helen and all.
Mm-hmm.
Joan and Peter.
Yeah. Anybody else?
No, that's all.
Okay, thanks for taking the call.
Bye,
all right,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
So, we follow on with another question. The highest recorded innings by a cricket team is 930, or at least 903 by England in 1938. The highest recorded innings by any cricket team is 903 by England in 38. True or false?
Lead me in mysterious way. You make me feel like a new man. It's like I'm born once again. I know it's you. You call desire and pain. Tangle me up in your chain. You make me the slave of your love. Life feels like heaven above. It's you. Forever you. And it's a real good feeling.
Gina Dale Hayes and the Champions, and it's a real good feeling. The fastest time, that's the wrong one. The highest recorded innings by any cricket team is 903 by England in 1938. The highest recorded innings by any cricket team is 903 by England in 1938. Do you reckon that's true, or do you reckon it's false? Well, give us a ring and tell us. 75616. You can win a Rubik Cube if you answer three correct. How's that for an offer? 10:33 the time, and bring on Imagination. And the current single from them, In and Out of Love.
Look what you've done to me. You've chained me with hostility.
6 the time. That's Imagination and In and Out of Love. We'll be back in a moment with our next caller on our True or False competition, so stand by for that.
Are you having trouble receiving Dublin's new Channel 3 television station in your area? Are your ears letting you down? Channel 3 television can be received all over Dublin City with the help of Bugsy's Rabbit Ears. Yes, it's as easy as that.
Channel 3 TV.
Contact Bugsy's Rabbit Ears on 312-738. We can install and tune your television in only 3 minutes, allowing you to enjoy full colour and sound from Ireland's first independent television station. Enjoy late-night viewing with Channel 3.
Channel 3 TV.
Contact Bugsy on 312-738. That's 312-738.
Channel 3 TV.
And Bugsy's Rabbit Ears are also available at Startel Electronic Kilbarrick Shopping Centre and Safeway, Unit 42, Ballymun Shopping Centre.
10:37 the time. We say good morning now to Helen Walsh. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Grand.
Lovely to hear from you. And are you not at school?
No, I don't go to school. I just left.
You've just left. I see. That sounds pretty good. So what do you think you'll do with yourself?
I'm going to look for a job.
You're going to look for a job. What sort of things would you like to do?
Typing.
Typing. I see. Well, that's fairly good indeed. You might find yourself as a top secretary. It's always a great job, actually, a secretary's job. So there you are. I was looking in the paper this morning where that secretary who was earning £15,000 a year decided to give her job up to tell the government about this gentleman, Mr. DeLorean, about his cars. However, there you are. 10:38 the time then, Helen, and in answer to our question, which I asked, the highest recorded innings by any cricket team is 903 by England in 1938. Was that true or was it false?
True.
It's not. It's false, in fact, because it was 1,107 runs by an Australian team in 1926. So there you are. Anybody you'd like to say hello to, Helen?
I'd like to say hello to my brother Danny and Christopher Jason and to Noel Kelly. And that's all I think.
Okay. Well, thanks indeed for calling us this morning, Helen. All right?
Right.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You brought.
So on to our next question. The independent state with the smallest population is San Marino in Italy. Is that true or false? 756616. The independent state with the smallest population is San Marino in Italy. Is that true or is that false?
Now what's that crazy rhythm coming from the street? The sound of people moving to that Latin beat. And now this ain't Puerto Rico, this is London, everybody welcome to my own dream.
Everybody salsa, 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 salsa, hey salsa.
Carnival is moving, music in the air. Everybody's grooving, dancing everywhere. Spirit night location is the essence of our being. Why not come and join us in our own dream? And I see the pretty lady moving all around, looking super sexy all around the town. Their smiles are so enticing, you wonder what they mean. Everyone is entitled to their own dream.
Everybody salsa, 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 salsa, hey salsa.
Rock everybody to the music beat. The band sing, shake, swing. Rock everybody to the music beat.
But can you move? Can you move? Can you shake to the rhythm of the Latin groove? But can you move? Can you move? Can you shake to the rhythm of the Latin groove?
Come on, everybody, you move!
Brighten up your day.
funky like a Cuban. Can't you make your way? Now cast your look to salsa. Could it get a beat? Why not come and join us now?
Everybody salsa, 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 salsa, hey, salsa.
Good morning to you, Michael.
Hello.
Welcome along to the program. All right, anybody you'd like to say hello to this morning?
I'd like to say hello to my mother and father.
To your mum and dad. All right, fair enough. Now, the question we asked you, and we'll repeat it again. True or false, the independent state with the smallest population is San Marino in Italy.
It's false.
It's false. Any idea what it is? Well, you answered correctly, so I'll tell you. It's the Vatican, in fact, which is still in Italy, all right? Now, true or false, the largest car produced for private road use is the Bugatti Royale. The largest car produced for private road use is the Bugatti Royale. True or false?
True.
True, it is indeed, because it's... Okay, you're on your last one. If you get this right, you win yourself a Rubik Cube, all right? The largest planet in the solar system is Uranus.
The largest planet?
Yeah, in the solar system is Uranus.
True.
It's not, I'm afraid. So there we are. Hard luck. You almost got there to a Rubik Cube, but well done. Okay, Michael, thanks indeed for calling us this morning. All right, bye-bye.
Would you like to play a record?
Yes, which one would you like?
Could you play Horse?
I'll see if I can dig it out for you, all right?
Play if I want.
Okay.
Right, thanks
bye. Bye-bye.